Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you have any idea how God elects or selects people to eternal life? What is the standard God uses? Or does He use any standard? Are we elected arbitrarily? Did you know that Calvinists teach that men are unconditionally elected to salvation? That means no one has to believe, to repent, to confess faith in Christ, to be baptized, and to dedicate his life to God. If he is among the elect, he may do all of these things, but none of them has any bearing on his initial salvation or on his eternal salvation. John Calvin taught that long before the foundation of the world, God determined who would be saved and who would be lost. The number who will be saved and the number who will be lost cannot be altered, regardless of people's behavior. If one is saved, he cannot be lost. If he is lost, he cannot be saved. God alone determines who will be saved and who will be lost. Is that what Paul had in mind when he wrote, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering." Colossians 3:12. You know men have some part in their salvation, or Paul would not have commanded, "Put on bowels of mercies, kindness," and so on. If men are unconditionally elected, obeying any command is optional. It cannot contribute one whit to their salvation. Obviously, Paul did not believe that kind of utter foolishness. He constantly urges men to live for God. So did Jesus Christ, and so did all the apostles. The Bible furnishes hundreds and hundreds of examples of how we're commanded to live for God. In his great Sermon on the Mount, our Lord said, "Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 7:21. Did Jesus really mean we must do the will of God? If he did, then election is not unconditional. The Greek noun usually translated elect is eklektos. It is the Greek word from which we get our word elect. The word appears in the Greek New Testament 23 times and is also rendered chosen. The verb form eklegomai appears 21 times and is also translated chosen. The controversy does not pertain to whether people are elected, but how they are elected. The late Dr. Merrill C. Tenney said that election may be illustrated in this way. As a man approaches a great archway, he sees on the outside these words, "Whosoever will may come." Once he passes through the great archway, he looks back and sees written above the door, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God." In other words, election takes place when God invites us into his kingdom, and we accept the invitation. When we elect Christ, God elects us. When we reject Christ, God rejects us. That was Paul's reason for arguing that we are elect or chosen in the Son. Ephesians 1:4. Is not that what Jesus meant when he said to his disciples, "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 10:32-33. If men are unconditionally elected to salvation, then no command or entreaty or admonition has any bearing on our salvation. Yet the Bible is filled with commands, entreaties, and admonitions. The Apostle John wrote, "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous or burdensome." 1 John 4:2-3. Thank you for listening.